こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのアプリなんですけど、なんと月額240円で全部のテキストが読み放題になるオプションを追加しました。イエイ
イエイ。
安すぎてね、ちょっとこれでやっていけるのか二人でビクビクしてるんだけどあの詳細他にもアップデートあるので、詳細は最後にちゃんと説明します。
1
個目、中国政府は今月新たなセキュリティ法案を可決し、ネットワーク技術を政府が制御することを可能にしました。インターネットの取り締まりを強化している中国政府は、今後治安上の緊急事態の際にインターネットへのアクセスを遮断する権限を得ようとしているほか、海外のメーカーがハイテク機器の制御を可能にするパスワードを中国当局に渡すことを義務付ける法案も検討しています。ツイッターやフェイスブックに代わり、中国企業によるサービスが充実してきたことで、政府にとっては管理や検閲がしやすくなっています。中国政府はインターネットのルールを書き換え、一部を自ら運営することで中国国内のユーザーを世界共通のネットから引き離すのが狙いです。
This month, the Chinese government approved a new security law that will allow them to strictly regulate and police parts of the internet. Determined to further control every aspect of their domestic internet, with the passing of this law, China can now deny access to the internet during emergencies.In addition to this, foreign makers of IT equipment may be required to hand over control passwords to the Chinese government. Furthermore, domestic social media services similar to Twitter and Facebook are quick to submit to government influence, and so content censorship in China is a reality. With the rewriting of rules for and government management of China's domestic internet, internet users in China may become more digitally separated from the rest of the world.
そう、もうだからその中国、なんかスノーデンが暴露したドキュメントの中に、その中国がいろんな国に対してこういうのをやった方がいいみたいな提案をしてるやつがあって、その中でもやっぱりこう中国の理想としては、各国が各自インターネットをコントロールして、なんていうの、もう中国のインターネット、トルコのインターネットみたいな感じにしたいっていうのがあるらしく、まあもちろんそれは欧米とかに却下されたわけなんだけど、まあ記事とかでも、そのウェブの生みの親のおじさん、名前忘れちゃったけど、あのおじさんが、あの元々インターネットのコンセプトとして、その企業とか政府にコントロールされない自由な世界を作ろうということで生まれたものだから、もうそれと中国政府がやりたいことはちょっと、あの、まあ、結構真逆、だねっていうのが、あのメディアでは指摘されてる。
You're talking about Sir Tim Berners-Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
おじさん
I guess
Father of the Internet. そうそう、すごいよね。でも、
Well, you know, they call it the Great Firewall of China.
いや、そうそうそう、そう、もともとね、Facebook とか Twitter は使えないから、それに代わるサービスがどんどん出てきていて、それがやっぱり中国政府にとっても都合がいい。
But people are still accessing a lot of these websites and services and whatnot, right? Using proxies and,
なんかね、
and VPNs and stuff.
そう、いろいろその回り道はあって、そういうの分かってる人は、あの中国でも使う。私もあの前会社で、まあ、仕事で出会った子も上海に住んでるんだけど、外資系の会社で働いてるから、海外のサーバーを通せば、まあ、普通に Facebook とかはやってる。
I think a lot more people are doing that than people think、because there was some data recently that I think in Australia、something like 70% of the people using、what is it like?They pretend they're in a different... Yeah, they download things illegally. Or maybe it was about Canada. Like, everyone in Canada pretends that they're in the United States. So they can view, like, the online content
that's restricted to the US.
Yeah. It's like, you know, they had all the... They like to get, corporations are control freaks with their markets, and yeah, they'd like to control things by region. So why they had like PAL versus NTSC, like the formatting and stuff.
ダメなんだ。あれ昔ずっとやってた。
You remember, China used to just make tons of those rip-off DVDs, like pirated DVDs, and I always knew people that like went to China and they'd just come back with a bunch of pirated DVDs.
Yeah, not just China, like Thailand とかもすごいよ。超大量にあって激安だよ。
And that industry just went straight to the internet, like torrenting and stuff.
Yeah.そうね、だからなんかブラジルとかだと、そのもともとみんな違法ダウンロードすることがもう前提だから、あの本当の DVD、 そのオフィシャルのやつの値段がめちゃくちゃ安いんだって、だったらみんな買ってくれるみたいな。だからそれが3000円とかさ、何十ドルみたいになるともう0円になっちゃう。みんながただのダウンロードしちゃうから、0円よりは安くして買ってもらった方がまだマシみたいな。その方が賢いよね。でも
It's always been that, you know, that tug of war of, you know, they just try to, a lot of online services try to price their content really high. So it's like everyone who obeys the rules just pay for everyone else. Like that's how they try to do it. But I always think it's better if they canmake it affordable for everyone, and it's cheap enough that people don't feel like they need to go steal it. It's like, oh, it's only like, you know,
$5.
Yeah, something like that.
So, あと面白いなと思ったのは、Fifty Shades of Grey が映画が出た時に、なんかポーンスターズがみんななんかビデオを発表して、なんかまあそのコメディビデオみたいな、なんか Fifty Shades of Grey なんて中途半端なものを見るぐらいだったら。本当のポーン見なよみたいなやつの中で一人の子が Yeah, like you can watch porn. You can just watch porn and it's free みたいなこと言ってて、本人も言っちゃってるじゃんみたいな。みんながただで見てるのをさ、なんていうの、ちゃんと acknowledge してる。
It's weird how like the value of certain scenes or the like everyone wants to see some, you know,famous Hollywood celebrity, even like side boob, even like partially naked in a movie. And people are very excited about that. Meanwhile, there's all these women that are completely naked and having sex and masturbating and doing all these crazy things online. But it's kind of like the brand is not there. Do you know what I don't know if it's brand, but it's...
I don't...
It doesn't do the same thing.At all.
でもなんか、そう知ってる人がだからでしょ、多分単になんか知らない人の裸見ても別にはーって感じだけど、知ってる人のなんかあんな真面目なこととかやってるのにみたいなことじゃないの。
So if you like don't know the actor, the actress or the actor,
別にどうでもいいじゃん。でもなんかその人が他の普通のことやってるの見たことあるのにってなるとやっぱ価値が上がるんじゃない。
Think about like the fappening. You know, people went crazy over you know, semi, you know, some nude, shitty nude selfie of
Jennifer Lawrence
or whatever.
But
there's all these other girls. Arguably, some of them are more attractive and have better bodies. You know, HD video, just, you know, terabytes all over the internet. It doesn't matter. It's right there.
Yeah, そういう問題じゃないんだよね、きっと。
It's weird that there's such a clear like distinction with, you know, how people are going to behave towards those things.
なんでこの中国の話からこんな裸の話になっちゃった。
You brought up porn.
Me?
Or, yeah. Fifty Shades of Grey.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so that's all my fault.
Yeah.
All right. 次。カナダのカーボンエンジニアリング社が巨大な扇風機と液体を使って空気中の二酸化炭素を直接吸い取るシステムを開発しています。吸い込んだ空気は二酸化炭素を吸収する性質がある液体と混ぜられます。その液体が PVC シートに触れることで液体中の二酸化炭素が炭酸塩に変化し、そこから技術を用いて純粋な二酸化炭素だけを分離することができます。基本的な仕組みは木が呼吸するのと同じですが、木を植えられない砂漠にも設置可能です。 小規模のプロトタイプでは15台ほどの車が放出する CO2 を吸い込むことに成功していて、今後それを2万倍の規模に拡大し、毎年30万台分の CO2 を空気から除去することを目指しています。
A Canadian firm known as Carbon Engineering has developed a large-scale electric fan that pushes air through a specialized fluid, filtering out carbon dioxide. The fan draws the air in and mixes it with a fluid that absorbs the CO2 and deposits carbonate through a chemical reaction that occurs when it comes into contact with a PVC sheet. While the process is similar to what is done by a tree to remove carbon dioxide,This device can be used in places where trees do not thrive, such as the desert. A prototype of the device was able to remove CO2 equivalent to what is produced by 15 cars, but the creators plan to build a device 20,000 times larger, capable of removing 300,000 cars worth of CO2.
そう、これなんか値段が書いてなかったからわかんないんだけど、でも夢のようじゃない？
How long does it take to remove the CO2 of 15 cars?
わかんない。なんかそれも書いてなかった。ビデオも見たんだけど。
What does it look like?
なんかね、なんつうんだろうな。
Is it a huge fan? How is it mixing air with the liquid?
なんか通すの。通すだけ多分その空気。なんかね、
Where is the liquid?
なんて言えばいいかな。トラックの荷台みたいな感じがちょっと縦長になったみたいな。で、一つのエンドにそのファンがついてんだよね。
Okay.
で、そこから空気が吸い込まれていくみたいな。で、
So does it like bubble it through the liquid and it like comes out the like it's pumped into the bottom of like a pool of this liquid?
わかんない。わかんない。なんかシートはね、本当にあの空気清浄機の中に入ってるフィルターみたいな。黒いあるじゃん、なんかポコポコってついてるやつ、あれがなんかなんていうの、その液体の中に入ってんだって。ちょっとね、私これ弱いからこういうのやめて、そこそんな突っ込まないでよ。
Okay, I'm gonna look at it.
なんかその中身の写真とかさ ないから分かんなかったけど、よく。
Okay, so the liquid is like soaked in somethingSome spongy thing. I don't know. This diagram is whack. But they have a bunch of these things. There's like a how many fans are that is this?
あ、その最終的のでかいやつはね、あの CG っていうかイメージ画像みたいな。わ、もう本当超巨大だよ。
They just copy paste this fan over and over.
そうそうそう。そう。でもなんかさ、あのこういうやつってなんていうの？大量にやればやる、あのバッテリーとかもそうだけどさ、ただ単にこう数を倍にしたからって性能が倍になるわけじゃないものもあるじゃん、でもこれはそうじゃないらしくて、単純に倍になっていくんだって性能が。だからこうくっつければ、多くくっつければくっつけるほどいいみたいな。
How much CO2 does it produce to make one of these things?
なんかね、出ないんだって。
What? To make one?
To produce this?
One of these things?
I don't knowThat I don't know.
Because seeds are really efficient.
そう。でもなんか their point is that その木が植えられない、開発できない場所、それこそ砂漠とかみたいな場所にこれを置いたらいいじゃないみたいな。
Yeah.
ことを言ってたよ。
I don't know. I don't think that's gonna work.
I hope it works.
I don't think it's gonna work. One interesting thing about this planet is that as the CO2 levels go up, and there's something called a carbon cycle. So if you produce more carbon dioxide in a year than the planet can absorb, then that will accumulate every single year. And the parts per million of carbon dioxide will continue to climb.
Right.
So we've disrupted that cycle. And so every year more and more carbon dioxide is accumulating. But plants absorb carbon dioxide, right? For part of, you know, for them to live with photosynthesis.
Yeah.
So actually, a lot of forests and jungles and whatnot have grown substantially as a result of there being more carbon dioxide for them to use.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so there is some sort of counter effect that this planet has.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
That sounds like super nice.
It is but super
then,
like, nice.
But then 追いついてないのは追いついてないじゃん、でも、でしょ?
Well, okay, so we build a bunch of these things, but if we continue to pollute, you know, it's not just carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is not harmful to human beings.
Right.
If you just, like, inhale some. But the other stuff produced with carbon dioxide is very harmful and has killed... I mean, the World Health Organization estimates like 7 million people per year.
Yeah.
So we need to stop emissions either way.
Right.
And I think if we do stop emissions, then the planet will eventually stabilize.
Right.
I don't know if building more things... I know, like, this is a business venture. You know, they think they want to help this problem. I mean, I don't know very much about this fan thing, but it just... I don't know. I feel like it's missing the point.
So skeptical.
It's like planting trees. It's like planting trees sounds really nice, but it's just not.
It's like bear shaving.
What's bear shaving?
Bear shaving is the. It's like.
It's like gay porn thing.
No. What? What?
What?
No, it's like global warming で。すごい北極グマが暮らしにくいって言うじゃん暑いから、mm. じゃあ北極グマの毛を剃ればいいじゃんっていう見当違いのアーギュメントのこと次アノニマスと世界のアニメファンがアイシスに対抗するため日本のサイトから生まれたキャラクターアイシスちゃんを駆使していますアイシスは依然として世界中でリクルーティング活動を進めておりそれを妨害するため人々はアイシスのツイッターアカウントを乗っ取るなどして代わりにアイシスちゃんの画像を発信していますインターネットでアイシスと検索すると処刑画像やアイシスの宣伝画像が大量に出てきますが代わりに検索結果がアイシスちゃんでいっぱいになることを目指しています
Anonymous is collaborating with anime fans around the world to disrupt ISIS attempts at recruiting through social media and the internet by hacking ISIS Twitter accounts and uploading images of the internet-born Japanese anime-style character ISIS-chan. The movement aims to obscure ISIS content, such as execution videos and extremist websites, by hijacking the search term ISIS and flooding it with ISIS-chans.
So, ISIS-chans. これ、Google bomb って言うんだよね、こういうこと。これこそまさにその暴力に非暴力で立ち向かうみたいなことじゃない、
うん、
1月にその日本人のジャーナリストの人たちが ISIS に捕まってしまった時に結構そのミームがいっぱい出てきて、まあ、世界中でも出てたし日本でもその、まあ、ナイフの代わりにジハリジャンジハジャン
ジハジャン
ジハジャンがなんかナイフの代わりにバナナ持ってるのになったりとか結構そういうのもあったんだけどなんかそれこれに参加している人のクォートでその恐怖を植え付けようとする人々を馬鹿げた存在に見えるようにっていうのが狙いみたいな、うん、あとそのアイシスっていう言葉が持つその意味を変えたいみたいな、
うん、
で一応ねルールがあるんだってこのムーブメントのそのイスラム教を侮辱しないことと人質の画像は慎重に扱うことと流血やポルノは禁止だからアイシスちゃんのエロいやつとかはダメ、
うん、
あくまでもこうちゃんと可愛いやつ
No porno?
No porn
Why?
I don't know なんかそれてきちゃうからじゃないなんかもう目的から、huh. なんかそういうことじゃないじゃんみたいになるじゃん
Well, just let it go where it will go
アイシスちゃんなんか普通のねアニメの女の子って感じのキャラクター、
mm.
でなんかメロン持ってんだよね、
mm.
なんかナイフを持ってる時もそのメロンを食べるためのナイフっていうことらしいよ
I see
メロン好きのアイシス。
Yeah, this is interesting because I think people generally it's like oh there's some outside threat or it's like oh there's this weird organization、
mm.
you know whether it's Om or whatever.
Yeah.
we leave it to the government, you know. It's like, hey, the government needs to do something. You know, the CIA needs to do something. It's like, what's that? You know, does the NSA have information on these people?
And yeah.
All this stuff. But this is such a different angle to trying to disrupt their activities.
So, so now. で実際にこのアイシスちゃんで溢れてきちゃうと確かにリクルーティング活動には支障が出るわけじゃん、うん、すごくこう銃とかを振りかざしてなんかかっこいいイメージを作ろうとしてるわけだから彼らはなんかアイシスちゃんとかさ多分ちょっとやめてほしいわけじゃんだからいいと思うなんかそのやっぱりこのクォートので言ってる人もそうだけどなんか恐怖に負けて逆にこっちも恐怖心から暴力で立ち向かうんじゃなく
うん、
もうあえて茶化しちゃうみたいな、こう平和的に対抗するみたいな。
This is a form of vigilantism, isn't it?
うん。そうね。しかも国境を越えてるから。
Have we seen something like this before?
I don't think so. I don't think so. なんか面白いよね。新しいよね、本当。
It's weird to think that just some nerds on the internet can get together and actually do something about.An organization,、
mm.
a terrorist organization like ISIS.、
Mm. なんかアニメオタクなめんなってことでしょ。
How effective has this been? Like, how なんか、ね、is it working? それが
いやなんかどうなんだろう。
What happens if I Google ISIS right now?
普通に ISIS の画像がいっぱい出てくる。
really? No ISIS ちゃん？
あのね、だから Google のアルゴリズムが分かんないから、なんていうの、みんなが相当努力しないと。
普通に ISIS です。
でしょ？そう。だから大量の人がこれに参加してくれないとさ、な
んていうの。しかも This is pretty gruesome。
でしょ？ Yeah. そうなの。だから多分時間かかるんだけど。
How long？
わかんない。その Google のアルゴリズム次第でしょだって。
But this
その上の方に出てこないといけないんだからさ。
Yeah, this is search engine optimization。
そうそうそう。
This is it's like it's a black hat search engine optimization.
Yeah.
And if it works, then it actually means that it might mean that Google might have some weakness in there.
でしょ？ だからそれをさ、だから Google はこれに対抗しなくちゃいけないわけじゃん。ある意味、彼らのサービスを守るためには、yeah. ISIS ちゃん、このムーブメントは助けてくれられないじゃん。
Yeah.
だから Google がちゃんと仕事をすればするほど。このムーブメントはうまくいかないっていう
Maybe.
変な事例。
I mean it. I guess. But how are search engines really supposed to work? No one really knows. You know.
Yeah.
Like this is how they're supposed to work.
Yeah.
But then when people learn how it works, then they exploit it.
Right.
So you have to keep making it work less like you actually want it to work, so that it will work the way you want it to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe.You know, ISIS Chan will become popular, and then Google will have to release the ISIS update、to their algorithm、
ね、
so that ISIS comes up again.
だからもうちょっとコンテンツが必要なんだよね、多分。なんか今 ISIS ちゃんってさ、この画像しかないっていうか、なんていうの、そこまでなんかさ、物語とかがあるわけでもないし、そんなに広がらないじゃん。だからもうちょっとなんかさ、動画なり、なんかストーリーとかさ、もうちょっとデプトが出てくると。なんていうの、コンテンツも増えるから。
But you know this movement is working against the mainstream media. They're in direct opposition to each other. The mainstream media is trying to get as many viewers as possible, and they're taking ISIS content and they're publishing it.
そうだね。確かに。
It's completely.
Yeah, it's not helping at all.
They're diametrically opposed in their in what they're doing.
確かにね。
And then the same media will talk about this movement.
そうそうそう、それも記事になってるから、
yeah.
でもこれよりもさ、確かに本当の ISIS の行動活動の方が報道されてるからね、
yeah.
難しい。だからやっぱ結構大変だね、これ。そんな簡単じゃないね。
It's doomed. It might be doomed.
It's not. It just has to. We just need to spread the word. People need to Google ISIS Chan more. People need to produce more ISIS Chan images. You know, ISIS Chan has to become popular.だからやっぱりなんかもうちょっとデプトが必要だね、多分。メロン好きとかだけじゃなくて、もうちょっとなんかストーリーとか、
You know, this kind of made me think about 1984 and well the China story as well.
It reminds you of 1984.
Yeah.
You sound like a grandpa.
What? No, the book.
Oh, it's a book? No, I don't know.
What do you mean it's a book? George Orwell's 1984. It is definitely a must read.
Okay.
Not just within the science fiction genre, but all genres. I actually think 1984 is probably within the top two.
Does it touch on terrorism? Like what?
No, no. 1984 was written long before the year 1984, actually. I forget when it was written exactly.
Oh, I've heard of it. Okay. Yeah, so 1984 as in like future.
It's a book about the future.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of the things in this book have entirely come true.
Okay.
And one concept in that book is the idea the government was using something called Newspeak. And they had slogans like war is peace, hate is love. I don't know. A bunch of like contradictory statements like that. And they would micromanage language. And and when you micromanage language, you are actually managing the people's access to certain ideas. Mm. And this is... A search engine is sort of doing a similar thing to that, in that it you are manipulating people's access to ideas, right?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
まあそうね、中国の検閲とかそうだもんね。こうなんかあるキーワードで検索しても何も出てこないとか、なんかいい、まあ政府に関してのいいトピックとか話しか上がってこないとかね。
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.But these tactics, these language tactics, you know, creating a certain term for something.
Yeah.
A classic example of this is the Patriot Act that was passed by George Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you're opposed to the Patriot Act, obviously you're unpatriotic.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. まあ今の安保法案とかもそうだよね。中国で似たようなのも出たけど、大体安全とか平和っていう言葉がついてる。
It's very easy to do in Japanese, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that is actually talked about. People talk about doing that here as if it's something that is okay to do. Mm-hmm. Like, no, let's engineer this term the other way. It's like, we shouldn't use this word.
That 危険ドラッグとかもそうだよね。
Yeah, what a stupid...
yeah.
That's a terror... You know, that example is ridiculous. Because now we don't even know what it is anymore. It's such a general...
term.
Phrase. But my point is that... These tactics have always been used by people that are in control. But in this particular example, access to information is being sort of manipulated by a smaller group for a good cause, never happens. Right.
そうね。まあ難しいね。でももうちょっと大きくなってほしい。
Yeah, I didn't even see one ISIS-chan when I googled it.
Yeah, long way to go.
Yeah.
Still a good thing.
New research published in the journal Organizational Behavior and Human Decision Processes has found that the use of sarcasm in language promotes creativity in both expressors and recipients. The researchers said the following. To create or decode sarcasm, both the expressors and recipients of sarcasm need to overcome the contradiction or psychological distance between the literal and actual meanings of the sarcastic expressions. This is a process that activates and is facilitated by abstraction, which in turn promotes creative thinking. The researchers randomly assigned participants a role as either being sarcastic, sincere, or neutral, and then paired them off. Participants in sarcastic roles or participants on the receiving end of someone playing a sarcastic role subsequently performed better on creativity tests.
Organizational Behavior and Human Decision Processes に掲載された研究で、皮肉を言うことで、言った人と言われた人、両方のクリエイティビティが向上することが分かりました。皮肉的なコメントを考え出すことや、それを言われてどういう意味か考えるためには、皮肉的なコメントに意図的に含まれる矛盾や事実との乖離を理解していないといけません。このように抽象的な物事を理解するプロセスはクリエイティビティに貢献します。実験では被験者にそれぞれ皮肉を言う係、優しいことを言う係、 中立的なことを言う係を与え、ペアにしました。皮肉を言う係とその相手は、クリエイティビティを測るテストでより高い結果を残しました。だって。
yeah.
皮肉っていうのとサーカスムとちょっと意味が、ニュアンスが違うなって思ってるんだけど、今日ちょうどね、今思い出したんだけど、なんか most awkward interview みたいな感じで、アメリカの見た？なんかサクラメントトゥデイみたいな変なニュース番組に、キャラ・デルヴィーンが女優としてインタビューされてて、
Who?
キャラ・デルヴィーン、she's like a model / actress、
okay.
who's in this new movie that just came out、
okay.
で、なんかこの質問してる人がすごいバカみたいな質問をずっとするのね、So she was a little bit, you know, irritated, I guess. And the woman asked her, like, ah, so did you read the book? その原作の? And she was like, she said, no, I didn't read it. I didn't read the script either. I just winged it. って言ったの。で、それサーカズムだよね。すごいいい例じゃない?
I hope it's sarcasm.
it is. Like, she's British.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And もうなんか完全にサーカズム言ってますっていう顔してたもん。だからそういうなんていうの、相手を傷つけるとか嫌味を言うとかそういうことじゃなくて、まあジョークの一種みたいなもんだよね。
Yeah.
まあそれだけじゃないけど。
Oh, what are the differences you think between sarcasm in English and in Japanese? Because it definitely works differently.
なんか日本語で皮肉っていうと、私のイメージではなんか嫌味っぽい、なんていうの、ちょっとネガティブな。なんか意地悪っぽいイメージがあるんだけど、サーカスティックって別に意地悪ってわけじゃないじゃん。
いや。
なんか皮肉を言って相手を笑わせるってあんまりないと思うんだよね。
What's the difference between sarcasm and something like 建前？
建前 is different. 建前 is more like a.
But it's still an example of you saying something, but you don't.Necessarily mean what you're saying.
If you put it that way, but
the literal meaning and what it actually means are different. Do you know what I mean? So there's still this distance that they're talking about in the study exists in that case as well.
でも建前っていうのはなんか自分をよく見せるためとかだから。And sarcasm は別にさそういうわけでもないじゃん。
But it's still something that sort of has to be read by the recipient.
Right. でも建前はだって建前ってバレちゃいけないんだよ。So that's different. Because sarcasm, it needs for it to work, the other person has to understand that it's not 本音. Right. So that's different.
I feel like people, but sometimes you do know that it is 建前, and you just kind of it's used to avoid an awkward situation.
Right, but you can't confront it and
you
make it funny. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
kind of the same way with sarcasm, though. You know, you don't really confront it. It's kind of, it loses the momentum if you do that. It's not smooth. It's the same in Japanese with tatemae. If there is a confrontation, then it's not smooth. And that's the point, is that it's smooth. And sometimes sarcasm is really smooth.
なんかでもな、sarcastic な人って好きなの結構私は。面白いじゃん。でも建前ばっかり言う人って全然良くないじゃん。
Well, sure, but I'm just talking about the difference between like literal and the actual
yeah,
meaning.
そうね。I don't know.
Like saying something
that you don't mean.
Saying something that you don't mean as like a tool to communicate more clearly.Than you could have if you said the thing that you meant.
Yeah,
is
but
kind of weird, right? Well,
yeah,
tatemae
yeah.
aside, just as a thing that we do.
Oh yeah.
You know,
to
say something that, like, you can't say what you want to say. So we've come up with weird ways to say other kinds of things that are like between the lines of language, like sarcastic things. We have to, you know, confer.This extra meaning in
yeah.
some other way.
I used to do it all the time. なんか19歳ぐらいの時すごいサーカスティックだった時期があって、すっごいいろんな人に Wow, you're so You're so sarcastic って言われてたのね。でも今考えるとどうやってそんなサーカスティックになってたのか自分でも分かんないぐらいもう I lost it. It's gone.
You have a high level like eye roll though. Like rolling your eyes. It's like high level.
What do you mean? Like it's really frequent or...
It's not that frequent, but
I'm really good at it.
It's really like clear, the eye rolling expression. I don't know. But I feel like that's kind of sarcastic. You know,
そうだね。
There's sarcastic body language too.
I guess. そうだね。なんかそれをポロッと出せる人、ポロッとさ、いい感じにさ、いい感じのサーカスム言える人を見るとさ。なんか面白いな、いいなって思うけど。
There's isn't like being 大げさ is kind of like sarcasm, I feel like too, in a way. You know what I mean?
話を盛るみたいなこと。
Just like you're just being super 大げさ but it's because when you're super 大げさ like the recipient knows that you're exaggerating.
ああ、だからなんか
you're not saying what you.What's real, you're kind of saying how you feel, right?
とかなんか自分を大げさに褒めるとかね。なんていうの、相手が突っ込んでくれるのを期待して、もう私めっちゃモテるじゃんとか言うみたいなね。それもまあある意味サーカズムっていうかの一種かな。
It's kind of what you do in poker, you know. Kind of go all in on this.
Yeah.
But there's like certain...Like, it's always like there's a certain vulnerability if you say certain things as well. You know what I mean? It's like a weird,
そうね。
like a currency when you're talking.
なんか難しいね。なんか説明しようとするとさ、全然わかんない。
I think part of the reason for this is we have so few words that describe feeling. And so the way that we say how we feel about a certain thing,Like, when you're being sarcastic, you're really communicating a feeling, you know?
そうだね。
But there's so... direct words aren't describing any of these feelings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we build a feeling, or we communicate a feeling with, like, you know, these conferred meanings in weird contextual situations where it's like, you know, I'm a be sarcastic, you know I'm sarcastic, and we both kind of get it, you know?
Yeah,
on the same page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.そうね、相手が分かってくれないとすごい気まずい感じになるもんね。みたいな。
But if the other person does understand you, then you get to confirm you're on the same page. Sarcasm, it kind of sets a barrier. Because if you say something really obvious and straightforward, anyone can really follow you.
Yeah.
But if you're being sarcastic, then it's kind of a, you know, it's a little bit of a check. You know, are you paying attention? Are you on your toes?
Filtering.
Are we on the same page?
Yeah. そうだね。まあ、だから頭使うもんね。あの普通に事実を述べるよりもちょっと ひねってるわけだから、まあ、言われた方も言う方も確かに頭使わないといけないよね。
So the authors of this study are really trying to emphasize that we should take a new look at what sarcasm is and that traditionally sarcasm has been viewed in a really negative way and the roots of the wordThe root of the word sarcasm in Latin actually means to tear your flesh.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. That's intense.
Yeah. But saying something sarcastic kind of reveals the underlying truth about it, right? It's the opposite of what you said.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really kind of like a... I don't know. Not...Like, 上から目線 or like, do you know what I mean?
Or like not taking things too seriously.
Yeah, so that's kind of how it's been interpreted, but these researchers are saying that we should more, you know, look at positive opportunities for sarcasm and that sarcasm can be useful in helping people be creative with their thinking.
Okay.
Because they're more creative with their language.
Right.Yeah, I certainly think it's... I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I like sarcastic people. And I hope I still had it. I don't know why. I don't even remember how I was. So I don't know what kind of stuff I was saying. But I used to get that a lot. Like, wow, you're sarcastic. I don't know what I was doing.
It's just a phase. You're probably doing something weird right now, too.
Right?
In 5 years, you're going to be like, I lost that thing I used to be doing.
Right?
Whatever that weird thing
was. Yeah, I don't
know
what's going on with me right now, but...
See, archaeologists have uncovered a 12,000-year-old pictograph at an excavation site in Göbekli Tepe, which is an ancient city in Turkey. At 12,000 years old, researchers say this may be the oldest known pictograph ever found. The pictograph depicts a human head in the wing of a vulture with a headless human body below. Cranes and scorpions are also depicted around this creature. Other artifacts discovered at the site suggest that the city was a spiritual location used exclusively for ritualistic purposes. The site consists of 20 structures, each having a ring of walls surrounding a pair of T-shaped pillars between 3 and 6 meters high, each weighing between 40 and 60 tons.
トルコの古代都市遺跡ギョベクリテペで日本語だとさギョベクリテペなんだって。
ギョ？
うん。で、うん。で、1万2000年前の象形文字が考古学者によって発見されました。これは現時点で確認されている中で最も古い象形文字ということになります。文字はハゲワシが翼で人間の頭を持っており、残りの体部分は離れたところに描かれています。その周りに鶴やサソリも描かれています。これまでの調査でギョベクリテペは神聖な儀式を行うために作られた都市であることが分かっています。20個の建物があったことが確認されており、建物は円形でそれぞれ3から6メートルの高さの T 字の柱が2本ずつあり、柱はそれぞれ40から60トンもあります。出ました。ギョベクリテペ。
Yeah, we've talked about Göbekli Tepe
ね、よく本当このポッドキャストでたまにポロッとメンションしてるけど、これさ、なんかハゲワシが翼で人間の頭を持っておりとかって、なんかどんな怖いやつだよと思ったらすっごい可愛いよね。
Yeah.
なんかハゲワシがそもそもさ、アニメキャラみたいな感じじゃない？可愛いよね。
Did you see the scorpion?
Yeah.
It's super detailed.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It looks like high quality stuff. Right.
ギョベクリテペってさ、めっちゃミステリアスなんだよね。
Well, they didn't even think that it was a city for a long time.
Yeah.
Several teams went there, surveyed the site, and determined that it was just an old grave.
あ、でもね、90年代とかだもんね、これ。あの、何？掘ってさ、ちゃんと注目し始めたの。だからうちらが子供の時はメソポタミア文明が一番古いって言われてたけど、
But
こっちの方が全然古い。
People have been skeptical of what it actually is for a long time too. But yeah, the University of Chicago and Istanbul both went there and didn't even figure out that it was a city, an ancient city. And it's weird as an ancient city because this entire ancient city, they weren't living there. They were only using it for rituals. So, and there's a bunch of weird things about it, and all kinds of crazy people are speculating about Göbekli Tepe on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these stones are facing this direction. And, because usually with all these ancient structures, they are architected around astronomy, like stars and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Where the sun comes up and moon stuff. But yeah, I don't know. It's super interesting. It's 7,000 years older than Stonehenge.
Yeah.
7,000 years older than Stonehenge.
で、しかもこんななんか重い柱とか石とかを削ってあったりとかするんだけど、そのツールが見つかってないんだよね。その使ってた道具みたいなものが、だからどういうふうに作ったのかもわかんない。
Well, they may have found them. They don't really know. They probably wouldn't leave the tools there because that's not where they lived.
Right.
But they have found a lot of objects there that may be tools. They don't know what these objects are yet. They haven't been identified. This is so long ago that there's not really any clear connection to the civilization.
Right.
Whereas, I don't know, with Egypt, we have way more material.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's stuff was kind of trailed along into the present.
Mm.
Whereas with this place, that hasn't really happened.
ね、でも今回の象形文字もかなりのさいい状態だよね、
yeah.
保存状態がすごいはっきりちゃんと、
mm.
なんていうの削れちゃってるとかなく綺麗に残ってる多分ググったらすぐみんなも見れると思うけど Yeah、mm. interesting stuff これ、
so、
あの
these,、huh?
ancient alien theory でいつも出てくるよね
Go back to Tappy
Yeah
Yeah it'sIt really is unprecedented how old it is and how mm. well built it is for something so old.
Mm.
It's crazy enough that it does change history textbooks.
ね。
It does change our understanding of ancient civilizations.
しかもさ、なんかちょっとプッシュバックされるとかじゃないじゃん。なんかあ何百年ずれてたとかさ。じゃなくて一気にさ何千年とかもっと前でしたみたいな。
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, suddenly thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
And this is not long after the Ice Age ended. I think in the last episode I said the last Ice Age was 100,000 years ago, but it's closer to 10,000 years ago.
Okay.
I made a mistake. But it's more specifically like 12,000 something years ago. So
okay.
this is like the reason why we don't have stuff earlier than that is because there were all these icebergs and not icebergs but glaciers that were like erasers and just scrubbed everything off the face of the earth
そっかだからあれもあるもんね海底都市みたいなさ古代都市で海底に沈んじゃってるやつあるじゃん、
うん、
なんか沖縄の方にもあるしもう一個なんかでっかいのどっかにもあるじゃん
Yeah, I forget what the Okinawa one was
それもね氷が溶けた時に沈んだんじゃないかとか
うん
でも水に浸かっちゃってるからね、erosion とかもすごいし。
Yeah, well they know what the water levels were throughout time. And as the glaciers melted and the ice age ended, the water level rose significantly. So like 100 meters deep, which is where I think it's called Yonaguni, maybe.
ああ、そうかな、そうかも。
I don't know.
与那国島ってあるもんね。
Maybe, but
yeah.
Because it's 100 meters under the surface.I think that's how deep it is. Then we know, you know, when it was built.
そうだね。
If it was built.
Yeah.
We don't even know if those structures are built. There's experts that have looked at it and said that there's certain types of sedimentary rock that can fall away cleanly like that. But it does look like it's built. To me anyways.
I hope it is.
It's like the whole, you know, water sphinx thing and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. いつものお気に入りの話。An ancient alien theory. That's so much fun. Like, 超ロマンがあるじゃん。しかも誰もさ、いや、そんなのありえないって言えないところがさ、さらにロマンが深まるよね。
Well, it doesn't have to be true for it to be crazy. It's crazy that we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And that we are a species with amnesia. We don't remember our own past.
Right.
We don't, it's not written, really.
Yeah.
So part of what we're trying to do is figure out who we are, I guess.
Yeah, what we used to do.
But they used some weird radar techniques with like drones or something and found that there's like 23 temples around this site.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of temples around here. And the animals they saw written or drawn are foxes, snakes, boars, cranes, ducks, vultures.
そう、なんかさ、この間記事でなんかこういう昔の遺跡に残された動物の絵とかを見ることによって動物がどういう風に移動してとかどこぐらいにこの動物が出てきたとかどの辺でどの動物が絶滅したとか、
mm.
もう、まあ、ちょっとだけ紐解くことができますみたいな面白いよねいろんなことが分かっちゃう
There's a lot of conflicts with that stuff though Like scientists think that certain animals weren't in a certain area、
mm.
And then they'll like dig up something that people drew there and they're
yeah,
like drawing the animal so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
wait a second
so then well it gets updated all the time right?
well we don't know
like,
we don't、
day.
always you know get to figure out who's right either
そうね だから何が教科書に載るかっていうのもね。
Yeah.
Like what makes it onto the textbook?
But this city is this is one of the oldest civilizations that we know of.
Yeah.
That has ever existed. That had, you know, buildings and a city. I think this is the oldest city. Period. I think that we know of.
Ah, that we know of. Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだよね。で、そういうふうに書いてあるよね、メディアとかにも。記事とかは。Yeah. So, そう、なんか興味ある人は、本当にこれすごいいろんなさ、謎がめちゃくちゃいっぱいあって、なんかそれをきちんと科学的にさ、検証してる人とかもいるじゃん。それを見ていくとすごい面白いよ。
There are a lot of really interesting theories.
It's really crazy. その石を掘る技術だけに、だけを見ても、もう、意味が分からない、その今の技術でもできないことを普通にやってたりとかして、 It's like how? みたいな。
Well, I think we can do all this stuff today, pretty much.
No, there's this one thing, because I saw it with Tsoukalos. What's that guy's name?
Tsoukalos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On his show.
Yeah, but Tsoukalos is a little
okay,
bit of a
crazy, crackpot.
Okay, he's
crazy, but yeah, but like, you know, it's really interesting. To see what he says.
What can we do?
なんかね、石をなんか石に模様が彫ってあるのか、なんかすごい細く彫ってあるのか、なんか忘れたけど。
Oh, like fitting the stones together with no space?
No. It's no. more like a pattern that's carved into the stone, and then like if you try to recreate it now, apparently we can't do it. でなんか実際にその石を掘る職人のところとかにもインタビューしに行って、like, Can you do this? みたいな。And they're all like, No, みたいな。And it's like, it's crazy.
Well, it's totally possible. You know, we get so much of our, like pharmaceutical companies and their drugs, like a lot of that comes from the knowledge of people in indigenous tribes. Like we get their shit.
いやいやいや、
you know?
なんか最近もあったよね、実は。なんだっけ、何の話だ、なんかの病気に効く薬が全然見つからなくて、すっごい何千年も昔の記述からなんか、あ、これでいいじゃんみたいな、分かったみたいな。今さら、huh. 答えはもう何千年前に出てたんだけど。
Do you know what it was?
No, 忘れちゃった。もう私さ、あ、面白いって思ったらその大まかなことしかさ記憶してないんだよね。細かいところはさ、興味ないからいいやと思って忘れちゃった。
はい。次。An open letter signed by over 1,000 artificial intelligence experts was presented at the International Joint Conference on Artificial Intelligence in Buenos Aires, Argentina, calling for the ban of weaponized artificial intelligence. Backers of the letter include prominent figures like Elon Musk, Steve Wozniak, and Professor Stephen Hawking.The letter states the following: AI technology has reached a point where the deployment of autonomous weapons is practically, if not legally, feasible within years and not decades, and the stakes are high. Autonomous weapons have been described as the third revolution in warfare after gunpowder and nuclear arms. The end point of this technological trajectory is obvious. Autonomous weapons will become the Kalashnikovs of tomorrow.The key question for humanity today is whether to start a global AI arms race or to prevent it from starting.
アルゼンチンのブエノスアイレスで開催された人工知能に関する国際会議で、1000人を超える専門家が共同で公開状を出し、武器としての人工知能の使用を禁止する必要性を世界に訴えかけました。この公開状には、イーロン・マスク、スティーブ・ウォズニアック、スティーブン・ホーキング教授なども参加しており、以下が書かれています。人工知能技術の発達は進んでおり、今後たった数年の間に知能を持つ武器として利用できるところまで来ており、そのリスクは計り知れない。知能を持った武器は戦闘において銃や核兵器に次ぐ第3の革命だと言われている。この技術がもたらす結果は明白である。知能を持つ武器は新しいカラシニコフとなるだろう。世界規模で人工知能を使った武器の軍備競争を始めるのか、それ自体を未然に防ぐのか、人類は今問われている。来ました。
Yep.
ついに。
Yeah, so there are a lot of things to be concerned about, legitimately concerned about. even without some sort of super self-aware artificial intelligence that has feelings or whatever, without that, you can produce programs that will aim a gun at a person's head, shoot them in the head, and then, you know, just exterminate people.
Yeah.
At a terrifying rate.
Mm.
And the thing itself will be a machine, so if they shoot it, it's kind of whatever.
Mm.
So one angle of this is that the threshold for warfare becomes much lower because the cost of starting a war is much less.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to send people.
Yeah. So, なんかやっぱりこの AI についてのそのモラル的な部分というか倫理的なところもまだ議論が全然進んでないじゃん。その技術とそのみんなの考えが追いついてないというか、で技術だけ先にどんどんどんどん発達しちゃってるから、
うん、
まあちょっとこうやって立ち止まってこの頭いい人たちが声を上げてくれないと困るよね。だから良かったけど、ていうかさ、うん、ブエノスアイレスってさ、 You say Buenos Aires? Is that what you said?Is that how you say it in English?
I just winged it.
Oh, you just winged it? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's how Americans say it.
But that's what I've heard.
そうなんだ。
I don't know.
なぜか私初めて英語で言ってるとこ聞いたのかな。わかんないけど、急に。
Well, that's the first time I've said that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, we're talking about the end of the world. And you want to talk about how I'm saying Buenos Aires?
びっくりしたからさ。
Yeah.
そう、これすごいあの大事な話なんだよね。
Yeah, it really is. Unfortunately, it's highly speculative and there isn't much to physically handle or deal with or talk about or, you know, it's... No one really understands it and that's part of the reason why it's so dangerous.
Mm.
But, for sure, artificial intelligence is the next nuclear weapon. I think it's far more dangerous than a nuclear weapon, and it's far more difficult to control than a nuclear weapon, because if someone wants to, you know, make a nuke, then they got to have nuclear reactors, they got to have nuclear fuel, they got to have, you know how to do it. It's not easy. So you got to have a bunch of geniuses.
Right.
And then if you make a mistake, you know, you're just going to blow yourselves up.
Yeah.
Or have a serious incident. There's no way to control any sort of fuel for artificial intelligence.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
It's just software.
Mm.
So I think that's one of the things that makes it so much more dangerous.
Yeah.
Because once it exists, there's no reason. Let's say, I mean, if it was. Why couldn't I just put it on my computer?
Right.
And then USB plug in some. Sort of motorized, I don't know, laser or something.
なんかさ、変な話だけど、新しいアベンジャーズは結構そういう話なんだよ。
見てない。
意外と、the theme was kind of interesting. まあそういう映画最近多いよね。チャッピーとかさ、このまあ人工知能を入れて、まあそのアイロボットみたいな昔から。あれ結構反逆したりとか逆にその、まあ、感情とかがを入れたとしてじゃあそれは生き物じゃないって言えるのかとか、
mm.
そういう議論。
Yeah, those Hollywood movies are just painfully far from the truth or from far from reality, I think.
But I think as a concept, you know, it's interesting to seeHow it's actually going into these fictional world. Because it just means that people are thinking about it, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty interesting. まあでもこの人ってあのポロポロ個人では言ってきてるもんね。まあイーロン・マスクとかもそうだし、スティーブン・ホーキングとかも。
Well, they actually signed the open letter as
well. Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they had some input into...what it said. But these people have slightly, you know, different nuanced positions on this. Wozniak is a little bit more optimistic about robotics and artificial intelligence and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, this letter is specifically calling for the ban of automated, you know, weaponry.
Right.
You know, where weapons... But it's such a weird line to draw. It's like, okay, so I can shoot you with a tank if someone's in it. But if the tank just drives out there without someone in it, then that's, like, not okay.
Yeah.
Then, like, why are you forcing me to put a person into the tank? I mean you're not really being forced, but...
あとドローンズとかはね、もう全然ガンガン使ってるしね。
The drones are going to get better and better and better, and pretty soon it's just going to be, you know, Osama bin Laden walks outside and just a drone will just laser him in the neck from space, and he's dead.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to get there. So these things are becoming so incredibly effective that it's, you know, what happens when you have a country like the United States with these crazy drones and Hellfire missiles and all this stuff, and then their opposition is just, you know, just
people with guns
scraping together chickens so that they can buy it. An AK-47 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What is...
ね, where is this going? だからやっぱりもうゲームで決めればいいじゃんね。 FPS で。 It's the same thing.
It's... Yeah, but that's not, you know, that's not...
Like,
not
ultimately.
Practical.
Ultimately. Or we make, like, a stadium and it's, like, drones versus drones or robots versus... And it's, like,
but
if you're
America
a rich country,
will
then...
win that game. For sure.
Yeah, but they win now anyway.
But you can't. So, but you can't convince the other side of this, you know.
まあ、今もそんな変わんないと思うんだけどね. Because now it's like drones versus humans, you know. It's,
you know,
it's already unfair.
There's this idea. There's this idea. Super lefty, super liberal. Yoga pants wearing idea that you just, you know, once a country is as powerful as the United States, you know, if you have an enemy, whether it is ISIS or whatever, and even if they're terrorists, that we should not be fighting them with weapons.
Mm.
You know, that we shouldn't be going out there and trying to exterminate all of them, and that there's some peaceful... People believe that there's a way to resolve this peacefully.
Right.
But there are also other people that believe that that is impossible.
Right, right, right.
It's like, you don't understand these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They want to kill us. They hate our freedom or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I think that it's difficult because どっちかがさ、正しいってないじゃん。
I don't know.
Because, like, なんかさ、 ISISって言葉でくくってもさ、実際、 アイシスも人間なわけでいっぱい人がいるわけじゃん。だからその中にはもう救いようがない本当にもう何超暴力的みたいな話しても話せるような状態じゃないみたいな人もいるだろうし話せばわかるみたいな人ももしかしているかもしれない。だからその、どっちがどっちって言えないよね。だから多分こうなっちゃってる。
We can't interact with them in that way, you know, as it is right now.
Right, right, is, right.
Let's say, for example, that we develop the AI or we have some sort of autonomous military stuff, but instead of inventing something that went and just shot people, what if we just, and this is kind of a ridiculous hypothetical situation, but we had robots that could go out there, grab every single member of ISIS and just put them in a headlock.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, right.
Like, if the country was capable of doing that instead of killing all of them,
yeah, yeah,
then that would morally that would be
a more
sensible option, right? Mm. I mean, I don't know where the headlock thing is going to go, but
right,
just neutralize them,
right,
rather than
killing
eliminate
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 私はどっちかっていうとそういうなんていうの平和的にどうにかして解決する方法が本当にちゃんと考えれば。 あるんじゃないかなって思うけど, but that's just me sitting in Tokyo, you know, this really peaceful
place.
But
anyone's going to be sitting somewhere, so, you know.
Yeah, but my point is that, you know, I haven't seen like really unsavable evil person.
But a lot of veterans have come back and they're very strongly opposed to the way that war is being dealt with. And a lot of veterans come back and, you know, talk about how many... How many towel heads did they shoot?
So, you know? だから本当に多分どっちが正しいとかじゃないんだよね。
But what I'm thinking about is just this idea, like, you know, the U.S. spends so much money. Is there some point where if you spend this amount of money that we can neutralize a threat like that without exterminating them? Does it cost us more money in the long run to do it the way that we're doing it now? You know, it just seems like, you know, if I'm wrestling with like my sister or something, I'm not going to obliterate her.
Right.
I have a huge advantage here.
Right.
We have a dispute, you know, if you care about people as people, then, you know, it will end in the headlock scenario.
Right.
It's like, you can't hit me anymore, but this is how it's going to work out, kind of thing.
Yeah. そうだよね.
Is it true that if you just spend, no matter how much money you spend, we just have to kill people? Do you know what I mean?
人間対人間だったらそうなんだけど、もう戦争とかになっちゃうと人間対人間じゃないからだろうね。 You know? まあ戦争の話するとき、なんかみんな、なんていうの?人間、実際にこう、 ストーリーがあって一人一人に、でその人が死ぬことによってこの個人、この何々さんが悲しみますが、なんかさ、そういうのは全部抜け落ちるわけじゃん。もちろんそういう議論するときはさ、感情論言ってても仕方ないから。So I feel like that kind of, so it's really weird. Like everything, it's just really strange.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I think it's sort of a microcosm of what's happening. But if you have the police show up and try to deal with a crowd of protesters.
Yeah.
And they shoot a protester with like a, you know, even if it's like a beanbag or something.
Mm.
People lose their shit.
Yeah.
And it's over. So, you know, the protesters are going to swarm.
Yeah.
They don't care how much better your equipment is. They don't care how many officers there are. You know, it's, I feel like that's sort of a microcosm of what's going on with, you know, Western military powers and the Middle East.
だからもうちょっとなんかさ、その今トーチャーとかするときに心理学者とかをすごい有効活用してるじゃん、アメリカ政府とかは。逆にそういうことじゃなくて、そういう科学者とか心理学者の人とかの知恵を集結してさ、もうちょっとなんか平和的に解決する方法を考えられないものなのかね。そこにリソースをさ、割いてないじゃん、だって今多分別に。
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to compare ISIS to protesters generally, but you know, the mentality, the belief that they're right, you know, is the same.
でも結局ISISもそう。reaction
is the same.
Yeah, 結局そのさ、まあアタックして、アタックされた方は、なんていうの。 その遺恨みたいなものが世襲されていっちゃうわけじゃん。自分のお父さんが殺されたから自分も立ち上がって戦わなくちゃとかさ。それでどんどんどんどん世代を超えて同じ問題がずっと継承されていっちゃうわけだから。それをどっかで断ち切るためには今と同じ方法じゃない方がいいんじゃないかなと思うけど。 But again, that's just
Well, the other aspect, and this may even be more important, but the moral ambiguity. The moral ambiguity of what the United States is doing is assisting the recruitment efforts of ISIS. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And if we can tone down the moral ambiguity, then they will have a more difficult time recruiting people.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Right.
So, you know, it seems like things would be clear. I mean, right now, issues in the Middle East and the U.S. military and all that stuff is just such a... It's become such a joke in the U.S. It's such a joke. You know, people don't believe the government about a lot of things, whether it's Osama bin Laden or 9/11 or JFK. It's, you know, the U.S. government has just become so consumed in like this military industrial complex, you know.
だからそのガンササイリーとかもそうだけど、やっぱりその恐怖っていうものに支配されちゃうと、結局自分もじゃあ暴力っていう権利を打たなくちゃいけないっていう結論になっちゃうじゃん。
Mm.
まあなんか human nature として。
Yeah.
だからその、yeah. I want to stay optimistic about this. Like I'm hoping that there's actually a way to figure this out, and we just haven't really done it.
I think we are doing it. It's not going to be, no matter what it is, even if we had the answer right now, it wouldn't be overnight. It would take decades.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it is being figured out. I don't know what sort of wrench is being thrown into this whole thing with the AI thing. But let's think about AI, like, separate from all the like conflict around the world and stuff. Like, what is this thing that everyone, you know, all these really smart people are they're afraid of this thing.
Yeah.
And this thing seems to be like there's a clear line that it's going to cross. Like, AI doesn't really exist yet.
Yeah.
True AI. But there's like this weird line that it's going to cross.
I think it's just that その生態系のトライアングルのトップに今人間が立ってると思ってるじゃん。別に何にも攻撃されるわけじゃないし、
うん、
まあ一番知能が高いと言われてるわけだから人間が。But AI が出てきちゃうと、それ人間がその下になっちゃうもんね。Because obviously they can be way smarter than us. They can be way stronger than us.
But I sort of think of AI as being part of that triangle.
What do you mean?
It's part of, you know, if you have the triangle and we're at the top of the pyramid thing, that little section that says humans, I think that AI is
going to be among us,
is
not
part,
on top of us.
It's part of that, I think, because, I don't know, it's like this idea that we're going to become the AI. I think that's inevitable, that we will become the AI, as weird as that sounds.
Right.
Because what is the
like
AI?
Human cyborg.
What is the AI, really? Think about like what virtual reality is. Virtual reality isn't actually like the reality around us in like virtual. Virtual reality is virtual mind.
Right.
Not reality.
Right.
It's virtual mind.
Yeah.
Because it behaves nothing like reality.
Mm.
So we've created a virtual mind where we can sort of extrude objects into it. Right.
Right.
And like, I don't know. The next level of that is creating a virtual mind that is thinking.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've created like the static blank virtual, like imaginative space in virtual reality, right?
Mm.
That exists. Right?
Yeah.
So now we're creating the virtual version of the inhabitant of that dimension.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, and that's why these people are scared to show that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't think it's something that we can understand.
Mm.
Or at least, it's not something that an individual can understand.
Yeah.
Because the nature of an artificial intelligence seems like it's going to be so infinitely collective.
Mm.
That's what's going to make it so dangerous.
Yeah.
That it is, you know, a billion people at once.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know what, I don't know. Well, なんかさ、怖がりすぎっていう人のなんかアーギュメントもわかるし、怖がりすぎの人のアーギュメントもわかるじゃん。 Cause like it hasn't happened yet. But then if
okay. But if it happens, it's too late.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Who's worrying about it too much, you think?
I don't think that, but like, you know, some people think that these people are worried too much or being too, like, I don't know, pessimistic about our future with AI.
Well,
so it's like, because it happens all the time with anything, Zhang.
The AI is not the problem, it's us. And people like Elon Musk know that we can't trust us. And so we can't trust something that's that powerful. Because AI is just a tool. And it's going to... But because the tool comes from people, it's going to have to have human influence. And we
do that thing. DARPA のさ、あの超気持ち悪い動きするロボットとかあるじゃん、動物みたいな。あれ見るだけでもさ、なんかもうやっぱり、Yeah, we can't trust us, じゃない? It's like, wow, like you have this great technology and you use it for killing people. You know, and there are so many people making money off of it. And they don't think this is a problem at all. So it's like, and these are the people who have the most power and the voice.
You know, there's a quote, I forget who said this. And I forget what they were talking about exactly, but it was like, you know, it was like the question is not whether we can privatize space and colonize the solar system. The question is whether or not we can do it in good taste.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so the focus is always like, can we do this? Can we do this? It's like the focus now really seems to be like, can we do this in good taste?
そうだね。
Can we do this?
True.
Because, you know, the Industrial Revolution, for example, it's like, we're just going to build this thing. Yeah, it's spewing, you know, soot out the side or whatever. But, you know, you're just trying to get shit done.
Yeah.
But these days, it's not as reckless.
Mm.
And the stakes are getting higher and higher the more powerful tools become.
Yeah.
And so I think this idea of doing things in good taste has become more relevant than
ever. そうだね。なんか、あの、ニール・ディグラシー・タイソンも言ってたもんね。なんか、そのできるかできないかって言ったらもうできる。ただお金の問題だけっていう。
Yeah.
だからできたイエーイとかじゃないっていう話。
Yeah.
そのできたで喜ぶステップはもう人間は終わっていて結局、mm. お金さえあれば技術でも何でも発展させられるわけだからそれを何に使うかっていうことだよね本当に何にどういうふうに使うかっていう。だから、
yeah.
本当にこの人たちが言ってみたいに軍備競争みたいな国同士が I can do it, I can do it too みたいになると Of course you can do it、
yeah.
って感じになっちゃうもんね確かに
Yeah Can yeah. you make money podcasting?
Yeah we have
yeah,
to ask
Yeah you can but Can you do it in good taste?
That's difficult だよね
There's anotherquote that comes to mind, which is that coral animals embedded, like human beings with technology are sort of like coral animals embedded in a technological reef of extruded psychic objects, tool making, extruded psychic objects. So there's this, think about that, like a technological reef,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like made of coral.We're surrounded by this. This
yeah.
isn't our natural habitat. We've built this
yeah, yeah, yeah.
habitat.
確かに。
And all the things that we are surrounded by are extruded psychic objects. They're objects, they're forms that existed or were extruded from someone's mind.
Right.
So it's a psychic object.
Right.
You know, a chair
yeah.
didn't exist before someone thought of it.
Right.
So there's this idea...from Plato that the true thing that exists in this universe is forms like things are in different forms so you're basically made of carbon and there wouldn't be much difference between you and like dirt if it weren't for form
right
we decompose and just turn in you know back into earth
yeah.
so Plato had this idea thatAll of these things already exist in some perfect world where this perfect world that has all of the forms for everything exist already. So when you invent something, it sort of like already existed.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So 実際に
you just brought the, you just came up with the form. You pulled this form out of this. And it kind of has to do with, you know, the idea of where do ideas come from?
Mm.
Where do forms come from? And so this, all this tool making that we do implies a belief that there is like an ultimate tool.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
So there's an idea that AI could be the ultimate tool.
Hmm. That's pretty optimistic too, I guess. Right? It's like AI as our goal, and we're finally, as a species, like we're finally achieving something that's so great that it can be our goal.
I don't know if it, I mean, there's always going to be another thing, but let's say, for example, the things that we use are extensions of our bodies. Like a car is a really awkward way for you to walk really fast.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Based on like what it does. And we have things that, you know, they're like extensions of our bodies.
Right. These
tools that, you know, whether it's a wrench or it's like my...
Yeah.
My hand won't turn this bolt, so I'll use this. So it's, yeah, it's all these things are extensions of our bodies. And so AI is kind of that same thing, but it's the mind.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But I feel like it gets complicated because if it has feelings and, you know, sense of self preservation and stuff.
It won't have feelings. But we don't really have feelings either.
That's the thing, you know? So then it's difficult to draw the line between life and artificial intelligence. Like, can we say that they're not alive? Like, you know, then what's the difference between us and them?
Mm.
You know, if people get attached to AIBO, then what happens if they are more sophisticated, you know.
AIBO?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, like people get attached to AIBO-jang.
Mm.
You know, like they make like, they have funeral sessions and stuff when it dies.
Mm.
So.
Well, more than attachment, what if you're dumber than your thing, your appliance? You buy, you know, AI. It's smarter than you. Why are you going to work? Why are you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If AI, if true, you know, crazy self-amplified, self-teaching, some super AI comes out.
I thought that was our ultimate goal, though, for making robots and stuff so that we don't have to work.
Maybe that's why it's the ultimate tool.
Hi. お話は終わり?
以上です。
最初に話したアプリのアップデート、すごい大きいアップデートだよね、今回マイケルが頑張ったから。
うん、
一つが単語テスト機能、もう一つがオールアクセス権。
はい。
単語テストは文字起こしの中に入ってる単語を自分のリストに追加していくことで、それをテストしてくれるっていうやつだよね。うん、この単語を覚えましたか ？Yes, no みたいな感じで。選んでいってフラッシュカードみたいに分かんない単語はクリックすると意味が出てくるようになっています、うん、でキャラクターがいるんだよね
yep.
で自分のレベルが上がっていくとキャラクターがちょっと成長していくらしいので私も見てないから分かんないんだけどマイケルが教えてくれないから
Yeah, I wasn't really sure how to make something like that so
so
it's really like beta, I guess.
でも結構な変化だよねアプリでもう一個が最初にお伝えした、なんと月額240円で文字起こしのテキストすべてが読み放題になるっていう衝撃プラン
激安の
激安これ作るのに結構お金と時間がかかってるから多くの人がこれを使ってくれると
Like everything else we try to do, it's a lot harder than it seems at first.
そうだね。
And, you know, I don't actually have that much experience with making apps, so I'm learning.
そう。なので、文字起こし、 特別編1本の値段で全部読めるっていう、
yes. it's
激安なので、
It's like a Starbucks latte。
そうだね。
半分
の値段。
For 1ヶ月、so。
そう。これちょっと2人も。
Hopefully a lot of people can use it to study。
そうだね。ちょっとこの価格設定でいいのかなっていうのを2人でもビクビクしてるんだけど、そうぜひあのこの機会にそれを使ってみてほしい。
What we've talked about, you know, about like illegal downloading and stuff. You know, you can make things expensive, but it's just not as many people can access them.
そうね。そう、より多くの人に。
We try to make it as affordable as possible.
ね、学生の人とか結構いるからね、聞いてくれてる人が。なので。
People were asking for something like this.
いや、頑張りました、マイケルが。そう、なんかね、あの、聞き流しててももちろんリスニングの練習にはなると思うんだけど、うん、あの英語が耳に慣れるとかね、
すごい集中すればね、
そうでもやっぱりなんか単語を覚えたいとか増やしたいっていう人はあのこの1個のエピソードで1個でも新しい単語を拾うぞみたいな感じで、うん、あの文字起こし使ってもらえるといいかなと思う。
The thing about listening is you can learn words from the context.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes you can't get the meaning from the context.
Right.
So,まあ、そういう時は調べないといけないんだよ。
そうだね。そうなので使ってみてください。あと T シャツ Amazon で引き続き、そうファービンクス T シャツ、あの爆笑問題の2人にも送って、あのラジオで話してくれたんだけど、
うん、
そうマイケルのモノマネしてたよ、また小田さんが
I always appreciate that.
Yeah, they're so nice. そうなのであの T シャツも欲しい人は Amazon に行ってみてください。
はい、
終わりですか？
Yep,
終わり。バイ。
バイ。